The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Tremendous Tuesday as we return to the studios with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Good idea, huh? First up, we talk about one of the toughest life lessons, especially for us control freaks. Next, we examine what we are in need of and what we need to do to handle the things that surpass our anxious thoughts. What tools can we use to push past our anxious thoughts? I'll get it out there. Give me a minute. And then finally, we discuss the difference between churchianity and Christianity.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Okay, so about 6 weeks ago, some of you were like surviving. And then in the last 4 weeks or 3 weeks, some of you have been living. And it looks like there, for some, it's going to be time to start prevailing, okay? Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? There's two ways to let us know that information. One, you can text us, 214-210-210-210-210-8483. I probably did that confusing for you, so we'll do it again. 214-210-8483. That's the text number. And for text numbers, we have an opener. An opener for a trivia question. Name the Roman governor who sat over Jesus' trial. What was his name? Name the Roman governor who sat over Jesus' trial. So if you get a text, 214-210-8483. But if you want to call, you can at 972-445-0770. Tara will answer the phone. She will put you on hold, and then she'll spin you around in the little cycle thing and then send you over to me. 972-445-0770. If you want to call and answer that question, name the Roman governor who sat over Jesus' trial. There you go. What? We already got a phone call. I didn't get through the sentence. And we already have somebody calling in. Let's hope they're not calling in for a pizza. Because I cannot deliver a pizza. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Dude.
Hi, how are ya?
Just fine.
Oh, good to hear your voice. Good to hear your voice. All right, we got a trivia question. On the table, do you think you have the answer for the name of the Roman governor who sat over Jesus' trial?
Think it's Pontius Pilate.
That is correct! You are right! Excellent job! And we also got people texting in at the same time. Fantastic! Excellent job. Very, very good work.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. You have a great rest of the afternoon.
You too.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. Excellent.
Bye-bye.
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent work right off the bat. We're just rocking and rolling. People getting that all over the place. Correct. Pontius Pilate, for those that are still looking through for the answers. Pontius Pilate. That's the answer. But wait, because there's a second trivia question coming in the next segment, by the way, that is connected. Ooh, I can't believe I did that. Keep in mind, if you want to text us or call us, it can be about anything. You want to share a praise report or a prayer request. Doesn't matter. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Couple things to remember right off the bat. I'm kind of glad that wasn't a pizza call. Don't forget our DNA. Draw closer to the Lord is the D. N, never be ashamed. A, always be ready. Okay, here's a quick question. When should you be ready? Always. When should you be ashamed? Never. See how they're opposites there? What should you do? Draw closer to the Lord. That's the DNA, the building blocks of what a Christian should be. There it is for you, plain and simple. Couple things to run by you. Don't forget, on Thursday we have expository teaching. On Friday I've got a kind of a special message. Things are going really well. My wife and I are going for physicals tomorrow. Just to let you know, I did have to go to the doctor today to do a pre-checkup for my health, and everything is A-okay. I mean, I was kind of concerned that my blood pressure could be high. PhD work should stand something for, like, push your blood pressure through your eyeballs. But anyway, he said it's perfect, so I was pretty happy about that. Let's talk about some of the things that you need to be aware of for today. Today is National Paper Airplane Day. Did you ever make a paper airplane, Tiara? Did you ever do that in school? Did you ever make a paper airplane, like, throw it in the school?
We never did those. We did the origami ones.
Oh, you did the little, like, things the
little fortune,
where you went?
Yeah, little fortune cookie.
Yeah, like
one.
You go, like, yeah, oh, red, yellow, blue, yeah. Green, you know. You smell like a bad machine kind of thing. Okay. Yeah, so we did paper airplanes, and we would make them, and then we would throw them down the hallway, and then we'd get in trouble. But we made them. National Cherry Dessert Day. Gotta like that. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day. Now, I'm not sure how they got blueberry cheesecake and cherry dessert on the same day. But, you know, somebody might have been having a hankering. It's fine. It's National Lindy Hop Day. You're on your own there. If you know the Lindy Hop, you're old enough not to text or call. I'm just giving you a hard time. And then for those that want to know, on this day in 1889, the Eiffel Tower elevator opened for the first time to the public. In 1896, on this day, Charles Dow published the first edition of Dow Jones Industrial Average. Ooh. For those who remember, I don't know if you remember this or not, but in 1992, that's when they introduced the Dodge Viper. The Dodge Viper is a totally, totally cool car, capable of 165 miles an hour off the assembly line. Now I think all the cars are capable of 165 miles an hour. And last but not least, and this is just a personal dig to somebody who's listening, not a negative, but a personal dig. 1997, on this day, the NHL Western Conference Final, the Detroit Red Wings beat the Colorado Avalanche 4-2. There you go, Paul. I didn't forget you. I'm from Detroit. He's from Colorado. I think you get what's going on there. Let's get into the lesson. Here is the worst thing ever for control freaks like myself and control freaks like you who are listening to the radio show. You think I'm not a control freak? Okay. 2 Chronicles 25:6-9. He hired also 100,000 valiant warriors out of Israel for 100 talents of silver. But a man of God came to him, saying, O king, do not let the army of Israel go with you, for the Lord is not with Israel, nor with any of the sons of Ephraim. But if you do go, do it, be strong for battle, yet God will bring you down before your enemy, for God has power to help and to bring down. Amaziah said to the man of God, but what shall we do for the 100 talents which I've given to the troops? And the man of God answered, the Lord has much more to give you than this. Let's make this a super easy, quick setup so you can understand. The king Amaziah spent 100 talents of silver. Let's say it in the nicest terms. Lots of money. And he spent that on hiring all of these soldiers. And the prophet says, don't use those soldiers. God is not with those soldiers. If you use those soldiers, you're making a mistake. Don't do it. And so Amaziah goes, but I paid for it. What am I supposed to do with them? And you know what the answer was? The Lord has much more to give you than this. You know what the answer is? Oh, get ready. Let it go. You know how that person wronged you? Let it go. You know how you spent that money? let it go. You know how this came back and you did this and you're thinking I'm owed this? Let it go. There are times, even if finances are involved, that you and I need to let it go. Here is Amaziah the king, who hired 100 talents of silver, millions of dollars worth of value. He hires 100,000 soldiers. I think you're getting the idea here. He spends the money. The prophet says, yeah, you can't use that because God's not with that. God's not with them. And you're pretty much going to have to drop that down, because if you go in with them, you're going to lose, because God's not going to fight for you. He's going to fight against you. And so Amaziah's like, but I spent the money. But I put the effort into it. But I put the energy into it. But I put time into it. I put my time, my talent, and my treasure into this. Are you telling me that there are things in my life that I have put time and talent and treasure into that I just need to surrender and let it go? Yes. And you're thinking, but. And it's like, all those buts, all of those? Yeah, that's what you got to let go. Right there. The reason is not because God is trying to confuse your life. He's not trying to do weird things inside of you. And he's not trying to make the soap opera in heaven that much more interesting, so that when they put out the TV guide in heaven for 2 or 3 weeks from now, they can do follow-up episode, you know, live, Dave's Life Prime. It's like, nah, that's not what's going on. There are things that God will partner in, and things that God will support, and things that God separates from and does not support. And if something that you've been involved with does not have the same level of God's partnership, let it go. I just talked to somebody the other day. You know, I'm not going to say any names or anything about that, but I'm going to tell you this. This person had participated in a fellowship, and the fellowship was getting a little weird and getting a little weird and getting a little weird. And as it got weirder and weirder, they started separating from any kind of authority, any kind of accountability. And right when you get to that point, you know what you got to do? See you later, alligator. If it's going to get too wacky and things are going to get too weird and it's going off Christ and nobody wants to listen and nobody wants to pay attention because they want to follow their flesh, that's time to let that go. Time to go. You don't have to make a big stink. You don't have to drop a stink bomb. You can just walk. There are times, especially under the leading of the Lord, to just let it go and move on. This one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and pressing forward to the things which are before me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me, Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach out to us, you should be aware by now you can text us at 214-210-8483. You can also call us at 972-445-0770. So we got two different numbers. Some people don't like to talk like on the radio, which is totally cool. You can text. If you ever want to call in and give an answer and just give it to Tierra without getting on the air, you can do that. I mean, it's not that big a deal. We're nobody's, you know, it's not, this isn't like perfect production. Everything goes super great. This is just us doing radio, gathering together, having fellowship, sharing the word, and being a part of one another's lives. The other day I watched a multi-million dollar production. Their sound wasn't that much better than our calling in on a telephone. So I'm feeling pretty good about stuff like that. I do want to give you a trivia question for you to respond to if you feel like you're ready. It's really following the last trivia question. We asked who was the Roman governor that presided over Jesus's trial. The answer was Pontius Pilate. Here's the next trivia question. What did Pilate do to clean himself from the crucifixion? What did he do? He did something very specific to clean himself away from the crucifixion. If you think you know the answer, text 214-210-8483, or you're welcome to call. Oh, we got people texting and calling. 972-445-0770. Again, if you want to come on the air, you can. If you want to just call in, you can. We're not that bad about stuff like that. Okay, this is David. Who am I talking to?
June again.
Oh, hey, how you doing? That's good for you. You're right on there. I probably should have asked this in a two-parter on the last one, but I'm glad that you called right back in. Good. Talk to me about what did Pontius Pilate do that separated him from the crucifixion of Jesus?
He washed his hands and says, I have no part of this.
That is correct. You are right. He washed his hands. He was like, nope, I got nothing to do with this. I'm separating myself. What's classic is in Acts chapter 2, 3, and 4, while there's a group of people in Christianity that just blame Pilate, and another group that just blame the Romans, and another group that just blames the Jews, it's absolutely clear in Scripture that everybody was responsible for the crucifixion of Christ because all of our sins were upon him. So we're all a part of that. Excellent job, by the way. Excellent calling. Thank you so much.
He coughed down. He didn't want any part of that. He's coughing out and passing the buck to somebody else.
That's exactly right. Boy, have we been doing that forever and a day. There was Adam in the garden going, it's her fault. Excellent job. Thank you. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow, that was fun. All right, love it. All right, here we go. So the answer is he washed his hands. He didn't. He was like, I'm not guilty. You know, that's right. And I remember doing a study on this, just so you can know. So it's the responsibility was the Jewish people, the Roman soldiers, Pilate, everybody. They were all responsible. And in fact, you and I are responsible for the death and the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, because it was upon him that all of our sins were laid. And it's like, yeah, okay, we're all guilty of that. Got it? All right. Hokey dokey. All right. Let's get into the rest of what I want to share. Next thing I want to share, by the way, is the website. Thank you guys for giving. We are at, what are we at? We're at May 26th. We have till May 31st to get some additional funds in. Those that have given, thank you. It is awesome. I'm totally appreciative. For those that are thinking about giving, great time to really think about it and process. You can go to the website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Do it that way. That's probably the easiest way, and 95% of the people do it that way. You can, if you want to send a physical check, you're welcome to do that. However that works, we just want people to be able to give, and we want that to take place, but without guilt. Because I grew up with guilt. I grew up with a mom that said, "You never call me. You never ask how I'm doing. You would never know want to know what's going on." I said, "Fine, Mom, what's going on?" She goes, "Don't ask." I mean, that's how I grew up. I don't want that on you. If you can give and you're in that position, great. If you can't, don't worry. Pray for us. We believe that God, if in 7 days, 6 days basically, the Lord created the world and the universe, he can in 6 days certainly take care of our small little financial issue, right? Not that big a deal. We just ask you to check out hemustincrease.org, have fun doing it, and try and find the plans for the Death Star that are on there architecturally. Okay, that's a joke. Email david@hemustincrease.org, Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house with two cats in the yard. Life used to be so hard.
Kimberly Ellis, our very good friend from Fathom Realty. Look, if you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sales, don't care. She can help you. I mean, that's just what's cool. And you're thinking, do you get a cut of whatever she does? She's not even, we want to bless them. We want to be an encouragement to them. But we don't get any money for any of this. What we're asking for is that you would participate with your sister in the Lord. If you need information on a home, get in touch with her. It's this that easy. You think, wow, you guys are crazy. It's, I'm not driving you crazy. It's just a short putt. Let's see if you get that joke. No, I'm not driving you crazy. It's just a short putt. Their number to reach Kimberly, 903-48-HOMES, 903-48-HOMES. You can also connect to her through hemustincrease.org. And if you have any questions about real estate, just ask her. I will say the next trivia question, the one we're going to do in the next segment, it's going to be a text only. So get ready, and it's a tough one. I'm telling you right now, it's a tough one because it takes a little bit of explaining. I hope you're all doing well. I'm praying for you. Again, if you've got prayer requests, you can always send me an email. I promise you we spend a decent amount of time praying, and there's nothing wrong with having people praying with you on things that you're going through. Colossians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. For we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love that you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved for you in heaven. Here's Paul writing to the church at Colossae, and he writes in the very beginning the same thing he writes to the church at Corinth. He writes, essentially, for we have heard of your faith in Christ and the love you have for all the saints because of the hope reserved in heaven for you. Again, he uses faith and love and hope like he does in 1 Corinthians 13:13. You know how everybody goes, you know, faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these is love. And so people think, well, that was just a one-off. That was just a one thought. It's like, no, it's built within the theology of his letters. And 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. The greatest is love. You can do a lot of things, but if you don't do it with a spirit that is similar to God in the agape process, which is sacrificial giving for the benefit of others. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son. He gave him. He sacrificed him. Gave up a part of himself. Sacrificial giving. That love is at the cornerstone of the Christian walk. But Paul says something interesting. He says these three components are operating in our Christian life. And we always go, well, you know, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And then people stop thinking about faith and hope. It's like, no. He's heard about their faith, and he's really happy that they have love for one another. And he knows it's because they have hope. Hope gives them the reason for what they're doing it. Faith is what they're operating in, and that love is the witness and the testimony. Remember what Jesus said in John 13:35? By this shall all men know that you're my disciples, by your love one for another, not by your doctrine. Not by your doctrinal unity, your denominational unity, your church doctrine and unity, but by your love one for another. It's a testimony. You hear me on this show, and I'm pretty adamant about it, and I've gotten into a couple of knockdowners in my past. Look, I don't care if you're Baptist or Pentecostal. I don't care if you're Presbyterian or Methodist or Church of Christ. I don't care. I care if you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God who died on the cross, was buried, 3 days later rose again. He ascended to the Father. He intercedes for us, and he's going to come back. I care about that because that's at the core. And so those are the things that should be unifying us, is we're united in the Father. We're as brothers and sisters. We're united in the Son as blood relatives, and we're united as the Spirit as we drink of the same anointed power that comes from the throne of God through the Holy Spirit. That's what unites us. Not how you think the end is coming, but who it is that's at the core of all of this. And so Paul goes, listen, I've heard of your faith in Christ. Fantastic. It's fantastic. And the love that you have for one another is awesome. It's a testimony. And you have it because of this hope. And what's that hope? He says, this hope reserved in heaven for you. You have a reservation in heaven. You have a reservation in heaven. You know how it's hard to get into some of those restaurants in New York? Well, guess what? You already have a reservation in heaven. All you got to do is be there. Show up. You're in. Your table's waiting. How cool is that? That's the greatest hope ever, right? Right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners, that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian.
On Christ the solid.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Let's see. Livinginhisgrip.com is where a lot of our intro music is for free under the Hymn Project, H-Y-M-N, livinginhisgrip.com. We encourage you to check that out. We encourage you to reach out to us. 214-210-8483 is our text. 972-445-0770 is our phone. You're also welcome, by the way, to call and ask for prayer or share a praise report. We like praise reports. All right, this is a trivia question. This one's going to be for text only. The next one. Is going to be for a call only, so we're kind of flipping them up. But get ready for this. This is good. Tough one. I'm warning you right now, okay? What is the minimum number of people that saw Jesus after the resurrection? What is the minimum number of people that saw Jesus after the resurrection? 214-210-8483. Ooh, good one. Okay. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. One of, I like the website. It's been attacked like 20 times. Some people don't like it. They don't like it because they don't like it because we're Christians. It's fine. That's okay. Jesus didn't go around zapping people with a little electric stick going, zit, you don't believe me? Zit, zit. It's like, all right. You know, it's a turn or burn life, baby. Either turn to the Lord, either say yes or say no. But just remember, you're going to make that decision and you're going to bear that responsibility. HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. David at HeMustIncrease.org. That's the email. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now a word from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services throughout the entire Texas area. It doesn't matter whether it's smoke, wind, or flood. It doesn't matter if it's an apartment, a church, a house, or an office building. Mr. Restore will get you back to where you need to get to. MrRestore.com. They do free evaluations. They have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. 50 years of restoration experiences. Thousands. How many thousands? How many is thousands? It's not billions, but it's thousands.
Billions would be a lot.
Billions would be a ton. Thousands of happy customers. family-owned and operated. Clint, great guy. We encourage you to go to MrRestore.com. You can connect there through HeMustIncrease.org, our website. Plus, don't forget their support and our support for the Adaptive Training Foundation, where they help people with 1, 2, 3, or 4 limbs that have been severed. They help these people find hope, drive, and purpose. We think that's awesome. By the way, I don't think I've ever told you this. They never charge anybody that goes through their program. They pay for it all. It's all based on donations. MrRestore.com. Clint, any kind of fire and water damage cleanup that you need help with, they will help you with. Love them. I mean, how great is that? I think it's great. All right. Okay, so a couple things going on. Let's see what's the next thing we want to get into. Like I said, we're doing our expository teaching. We did do our teaching on Friday on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Some people really liked it, and some people really didn't. And that's pretty much part of the game in the sense that, look, you are very rarely in your life, and I mean this with the most sincerity, you're very rarely going to find somebody that you agree with everything they say. It's cool when you get connected to a church and you like everything the pastor teaches. But I've had I've been so blessed to be in probably about 20 churches where the pastors were 1,000 times better than I am in teaching and in understanding, and I glean from them. But it's not like every single point needs to be perfect. I go there because I know that the Lord's going to speak to me while I'm gathered with the people of God, and that there's going to be something that I can utilize to draw me closer to the Lord. And if you're going to a church and it's really good and it's like that, don't expect it to be perfect. If you want it to be perfect, you shouldn't go. You should just skip it. Because the church isn't about perfect people. The church is about people who believe in Jesus. There was an article very recently in one of the major papers that says all evangelicals just consider all of us sinners. And what the person missed who wrote the article, which they should get a refund on their education from, what the person missed is that we don't just consider all of the world people sinners. We consider all of us sinners, but we're sinners saved by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That's the difference. And that's the message that we're sharing. Okay, let's get into this real quickly. This is a really cool thing for those of you that have a lot of anxious thoughts. You got a lot of stuff going on. We're hoping that May 31st is the target for Dallas, where things are going to lighten up a little bit. And as they lighten up, that's better. And, you know, I mean, more people seem to be on the road, I promise. than you might think, and things are coming back. But the anxiety that people feel, I want to deal with that. So here's what it says in Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Don't worry about anything, but in everything. And how many things? In everything. Through prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand something about what Paul writes here in to the church of Philippi in 4, 6 through 7. It says, don't worry about anything, but in everything through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Some people really try and split up the prayer and the petition and the request. Fine, split it up. The idea is petition is something you give the king. Prayer is something you ask. Request is more formal. It's a formal request. That doesn't matter. Tell God what's going on. Do it with a thanksgiving heart. That's the one word that you can't transpose into something else. Do it that way. Don't worry about it. You think, well, what if I get this? Or what if you get this? What if you die and meet Jesus face to face? Isn't that the purpose of your faith? So yeah, got it. So don't worry about anything. How many things do you get to worry about? Nothing. In everything, through prayer, petition, thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, watch this. This is the thing that a lot of people miss. Which surpasses every thought will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The idea that it surpasses your thoughts means you cannot meditate to it. That's what you got to get. The peace of God surpasses your ability to mind time something. You see, what they'll say is, we'll meditate. That's the beginning of a song. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is that real peace from God goes beyond the capacity of thinking. The peace of God surpasses thought. It's not, I have ordered my thoughts, and believe me, you want God to help you order your thoughts so that there's not so many wind and waves between your left and your right ear. But that's not the peace of God. The peace of God surpasses that. It's past that. It's not only greater in sum, it's greater in quality. It's greater in the amount, and it's greater in what it is. And you think, well, how's that possible? Here's how it's possible. Ready? Jesus is called the Prince of Peace. That means that he's in charge of peace. That means that peace is in the hand of Jesus Christ. He's the prince. He owns the peace. And that peace goes beyond man's capacity, which is why Jesus said, I leave my peace with you, not as the world gives you, but as I give you. It surpasses it. And guess what happens when you get into the peace of God? It guards your heart and your mind. If you're not aware of this, your heart is really, when Paul writes stuff like this, he's really talking about the center of your feelings.
Feelings.
And when it's guarding your mind, he's talking about all that stuff, all the wind and the waves that are going on in the left and right ear. And he's saying the peace of God is greater than that and will guard you in your feelings and in your thinking and will protect you. And isn't that a good thing? Well, I think it is. I think it's a great thing to have the peace of God. Have you ever, here's a great example. This might be the best example that you can identify with. Have you ever been in a situation in your life? And in that situation, from a feelings point of view, total disaster. From a thinking point of view, total disaster. And yet, somehow, you just seem like it's okay. Like, yeah, I mean, where I'm at, just it's all okay. Well, that's the very thing that God offers, only he offers it at the deepest possible level. Not as the world offers it, not as your flesh offers it, not as your feelings offer it, not as your mind offers it, but as a gift from God, as you petition him. Remember, this is all things that you're bringing and surrendering to God through prayer, through petition, through request, and you're doing it with a thankful heart. Then you open the opportunity for God to pour his peace into your mind and your heart to guard you, to keep you safe, and to enable you to chill. Because God's got it covered, and part of the it is you. Isn't that great? It's awesome. Okay, so the answer to the question, how many people saw the resurrection? The thing I was going for, minimum 500 plus, if you look at 1 Corinthians 15, 500 plus people saw the resurrected Christ. Don't forget about the two guys who were walking on the road that Jesus manifested himself to as well. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing, except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
John 7:24, stop judging by mere appearance and make a right judgment. That's all good. From 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? You can't say Christians can't judge. They're commanded to. Here it is right here. Ready? Here's the bowling ball knocking down the pins. Every day as Christians, we have to judge what is appropriate, proper, healthy, and useful. Also, what people we believe we should hang out with, trust, believe in, or let influence, we have to judge that on a regular basis. When you choose your church, you're using your judgment abilities.
Bazinga.
I love that. Because listen, when you're choosing your church, you have to decide to pick one over another. Oh, here's the key. You're going to hate me. Ready? Here it is. If we have no ability to judge, we can't vote. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, so from a texting point of view, 214-210-8483, a phone call point of view, 972-445-0770. So I might have said that question a little bit backwards. You know, it's Tuesday. It's half a Monday, half a Tuesday. I'm still working through that. The question really was, from a minimum point of view, I was kind of like trying to get to the what's the minimum amount of people that saw Jesus after he resurrected. And so where that comes from, so you can know, because you'd start counting the people, it really comes from 1 Corinthians 15. If I use the word maximum, that was probably the wrong phrase right there. But here's what it says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 5. And then he appeared to Peter, and then the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me. So what I was really going for there, just so you can know, was the minimum was 500 plus. So there's a lot of people that think, well, Jesus only appeared to a few people. No. Over 500 people. You know, more like 520-something. You know, but just think about how cool that is. It's like people, they don't think about that or talk in those terms. But nonetheless, that's how Jesus manifests himself. That was the declaration that the resurrection was. Not just to show, this is something we just did in our PhD class, not just to show that he was resurrected, but there was two major points there. One, to declare all the things that he taught and all the things that he shared and said and did as valid. And two, it wasn't just the resurrection, folks. It was the resurrection in which he would never die again. There were, in the Old Testament, previous resurrections, and Jesus resurrected people. The point of this is that when Jesus resurrected, he would never die again. So it was the first of the resurrection unto eternal life. Keep that in mind. That's just something to, oh yeah, that's a cool point. Yeah, I should have thought of that. That's good. All right, so don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Our email, david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry, and YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. And now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Well, we're moving on now. To the deep.
Our good friend Johnny Hill, Man of God Moving. Look, he told me he's swamped, but that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And he's helping people move. He's helping people from the show move. He's helping people, and he's giving them a great discount. If you have moving in your future, I know it's hard. Moving is one of my least favorite things, though, Noel, and I have done it like 15 times. In the last 20 some odd years. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is they'll help you and they'll give you a great price and they'll work with you and they'll get you through the process. In fact, Johnny had told me not that long ago, he recently moved Stephanie, who used to be with us from the insurance. That's just cool. Menofgodmoving.com. That's their website. menofgodmoving.com. If you or somebody you know needs help, have them get in touch with Johnny. You can also connect with them through hemustincrease.org. All right, the reason I'm cutting everything else short is because of my last teach, which is really important. Christianity versus churchianity. A lot of you have never heard that phrase, churchianity, but it exists. What is that? What is churchianity? Christianity is all centered in the relationship with Jesus Christ. Churchianity is all centered in a relationship with church. But you can have churchianity and not have eternal life. You can't have Christianity and not have eternal life because eternal life is centered in Jesus. I want you to see this Old Testament passage that should give you all the understanding you need to make the distinctions, okay? And you'll hear me use phrases like this, and I have before, churchianity, Christianese. You're like, what's Christianese? That's people that speak Christian really well who have no idea who Jesus is. That's Christianese. That's using that kind of lingo. It's like, well, that sounds fantastic. But that doesn't mean that their hearts are for the Lord. That's part of the key. 2 Chronicles 30, verse 18 through 20. Pulling this out of 2 Chronicles. For a multitude of people, even many from Ephraim and Manasseh, Issachar and Zebulun, had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Passover otherwise than prescribed. For Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, may the good Lord pardon everyone who prepares his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though not according to the purification rules of the sanctuary. So the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. Here's what happened. People from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, they wanted to do the Passover, but they didn't go through all the necessary steps. So Hezekiah said to the Lord, look, they wanted to do it. They wanted to do it to honor you. We know they missed the boat on some of the things they were supposed to do. They were off. It wasn't done perfectly. It wasn't done in the perfect timing. But we're asking you to accept them and not to hold against them the purification rules of the sanctuary. And verse 20 says, so the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. They sought God, but they missed kind of the rules of seeking God. But God responded with, got you covered. And this is the difference between churchianity and Christianity. Churchianity could never allow that. Well, no, you got to do it by the rules. You got to do it the way we say it. You got to listen to how we say it. You got to give what we say. You got to be baptized how we say it. You got to think how we think. You've got to do it exactly as we tell you to do it. And if you don't do it that way, then you're not saved. That's churchianity. Christianity is these people are pursuing God. God knows that they're pursuing him. God gives them grace for not doing it perfectly because they're pursuing God. The key here is pursuing God is more critical than the performance of rules and regulations. And what happens is it's easy to get caught up in rules and regulations. So I'll give you an example. People are going to get really mad about this. So two people are on an island, they get saved, right? So they're on an island, they got a lot of water, they want to get baptized. Well, there's no pastor, there's no disciple, no main leader to baptize. Guess what they could probably do? Baptize one another. Why? Because they're trying to do it before the Lord, and there are two people on the island, and God's not up there going, well, wait, I gotta ordain the coconut. I mean, come on, people. You got to get away from that thinking. This whole program
is restoring what was lost in the garden. What was lost in the garden? Fellowship with God. How was it lost? Through sin. But man pursuing God is what God wants. And so Jesus came in a garden, restoring back to heaven. We'll go in a garden. See, all this stuff has to do with a garden. And so this starts in the garden, in the middle is a garden, at the end is a garden. Here's the bottom line. Jesus restored what was lost in the garden. That's fellowship with God. That's what God wants. Why does he want that? Because he loves us. He loves to hang out with us. You think, well, I know, but I gotta, you know, I gotta do this and I gotta do this. You gotta spend time with God. You gotta close the door. I don't care. I used to actually go into a closet my first 2 years of Christianity. Primarily, I did that because I was in a Jewish home and there was nowhere else to go and pray. But the other part about that is I used to, because it was about pursuing Him. It's about waking up and thinking, Lord, what do you got today? I want to be available. I want my mind and my heart to be prepared. I want to be connected to you. I don't want to just go about my day and exist and not recognize that there's more going on. What I want you to do, I'm asking, I'm pleading with you. I beg, if you're going to use that phrase, I beg you, don't be a churchianity person. Be a Christianity person, Christ-centered. Pursue God. Be passionate for God. I'm reading the Psalms. Okay, so I'm reading Isaiah and the Psalms and Genesis and Matthew and 2 Corinthians and Hebrews right now, okay? And David is so, he so writes with such passion about how he wants to hang out with God, and spend time with God, and wants to be a doorman in the house of God, rather be a doorman in the house of God than in the multitudes of sinners. He would just rather be anything connected with God. That's how we should be. We should love the Lord with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind. And then love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And let that Holy Spirit power work through us so we can. And do it all in the name of Jesus. Isn't that better than all the religious-y stuff? Yes. It is. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.